Our next two contestants will play a game about famous duos. Let's meet them. First up, Natalie Savitz on buzzer number one. You're a news researcher at ABC News.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Your opponent is Spencer Gaffney on buzzer number two. You quit your job in finance to become a novelist.
Yeah, pretty excited about it.
Welcome. All right, remember, Natalie and Spencer, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to the final round at the end of the show. Let's go to your first game. Natalie, who is the second half of your duo?
I'd say my sister.
Your sister?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys are inseparable?
Yeah, I mean, she's like 4 years younger than me, but people think we're like twins and...
Yeah.
And we like kind of talk and giggle the same way, and yeah.
I know.
She's
sweet.
Here right now.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, she was like, guess what your answer to that question is going to be. Spencer, who's the other half of your duo?
I would say my wife.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart thing to say right now.
Thank you. Yeah.
So in this trivia game, every answer is a famous duo. The clue will be two alternate descriptions for their names. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung, for an example.
If we said this long-running magic act consists of a writing implement and a bank employee, you'd answer pen and teller. Now remember, the alternate descriptions we give may or may not be the same spelling as the actual names.
Okay, here we go. Want to buy a book? Go into farm buildings that house livestock and talk to an aristocrat. Spencer.
Barnes & Noble.
That is correct, yeah.
These daytime talk show hosts are a shade of green and a speaker of the house. Spencer.
Something in Ryan. Emerald in Ryan?
It sounds like an awesome daytime talk show.
I love Emerald and
but
Ryan.
That is incorrect.
Good.
Natalie, do you know the answer?
I can't think. I don't know. Kelly and Ryan.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know it changes so often. You couldn't think of what the new
That's
name
my
is.
That's station too.
I know.
What are you doing?
Forrest and Ryan.
It's okay. Yeah. The 1962 Nobel Prize in Medicine went to Sherlock Holmes's companion and a stiff feeling in your neck. Natalie.
Watson and Crick.
That is correct.
It's the 1970s duo consisting of typical Southern California weather and Alicia Silverstone's character from Clueless. Natalie.
Sonny and Cher.
You got it.
Who knew these rappers and stars of the House Party franchise were a child and a theater production?
We're looking for two rappers who were in the House Party movies. One of them had big hair.
Natalie.
I have no idea, but I'm just going to think.
Yeah, sure.
Child. So I will say kid and play.
That is correct.
I still am totally unfamiliar and have no idea what I just said.
Kid and play. You did it.
Wow.
It's the department store that's founded by God and a guy who makes fitted suits. Spencer.
Lord and Taylor.
Yeah, that was quick.
This is your last clue. It's an ice cream company founded by the bell in Westminster's clock tower and Seinfeld. Spencer.
Ben and Jerry's.
That is correct. Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
Another close game. Congratulations, Natalie. You're one step closer to our final round.
We don't care if you're in a duo, thruple, quadruple, or just like swinging. Be a contestant on our show, and you only have to answer to yourself. Go to amatickets.org. Coming up, Jonathan Colton will play a musical game about cities that are near cities that you actually know. And we'll meet today's mystery guest who's working on an interesting project. Is it a model of the Eiffel Tower made out of marshmallows? Who knows? Stay tuned to find out. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.